Chapter 39, The Time of Trouble. At that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation even to that same time, and at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. When the third angel's message closes, the people of God have accomplished their work. They have received the latter rain and are prepared for the trying hour before them. The final test has been brought upon the world, and all who have proved loyal to the divine precepts have received the seal of the living God. Then Jesus ceases his intercession in the sanctuary above and with a loud voice says, "It is done. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still, and he which is filthy, let him be filthy still, and he that is righteous, let him be righteous still, and he that is holy, let him be holy still." Christ has made the atonement for his people and blotted out their sins. The kingdom and dominion, and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven, is about to be given to the heirs of salvation, and Jesus is to reign as King of kings and Lord of lords. When he leaves the sanctuary, darkness covers the inhabitants of the earth. The righteous must live in the sight of a holy God without an intercessor. The restraint upon the wicked is removed, and Satan has entire control of the impenitent. The Spirit of God has been at last withdrawn. Satan will then plunge the inhabitants of the earth into one great, final trouble. Angels of God cease to hold and check the fierce winds of human passion. The whole world will be involved in ruin more terrible than that which came upon Jerusalem of old. There are forces now ready, only waiting the divine permission, to spread desolation everywhere. Those who honor the law of God will be regarded as the cause of the fearful strife and bloodshed that fill the earth with woe. The power attending the last warning has enraged the wicked, and Satan will excite the spirit of hatred and persecution against all who have received the message. When God's presence was withdrawn from the Jewish nation, priests and people still regarded themselves as the chosen of God. The ministration in the temple continued. Daily the divine blessing was invoked upon a people guilty of the blood of God's Son. So when the irrevocable decision of the sanctuary has been pronounced and the destiny of the world has been forever fixed, the inhabitants of the earth will know it not. The forms of religion will be continued by a people from whom the Spirit of God has been withdrawn. The prince of evil will inspire them for the accomplishment of his malignant designs. As the Sabbath becomes the special point of controversy throughout Christendom, it will be urged that the few who stand in opposition to the church and the state ought not to be tolerated, that it is better for them to suffer than for whole nations to be thrown into confusion and lawlessness. The same argument was brought against Christ. "It is expedient for us," said Caiaphas, "that one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation perish not." This argument will appear conclusive. A decree will finally be issued against those who hallow the Sabbath of the fourth commandment, denouncing them and giving the people liberty after a certain time to put them to death. Romanism in the old world and apostate Protestantism in the new will pursue a similar course. The people of God will then be plunged into those scenes of distress described as the time of Jacob's trouble.